Music fans converge on Chicago this weekend for Lollapalooza. The festival will draw more than 100 bands and thousands of music fans to the shores of Lake Michigan. But the Attorney General in Illinois apparently isn't one of those fans. Her office is looking into claims that Lollapalooza's exclusive contracts make it harder for other Chicago promoters to book bands well beyond the 3 days of the festival. Joel Rose reports.
Singer Todd Carey and his band run through a mid-afternoon sound check at Chicago's Lincoln Hall.
You want to hear something, Paul? Let's do something with this, and then we'll try the acoustic for another. Sounds like a plan.
Carey has a single on the iTunes chart and a local following that will bring fans to Lincoln Hall a few hours from now. This upscale club attracts local bands and touring acts like Blitzen Trapper and Jimmy Webb. But lately, booker Matt Rusins says he's having a tough time finding bands that can fill Lincoln Hall, which holds 500 people, and his smaller club, Shubas.
In the summer as a whole, the festival's hurt.
When bands play at Chicago's numerous summer festivals, from Pitchfork to neighborhood street festivals, Rusin says their contracts often prohibit them from playing club shows around the same time.
There's numerous bands that are playing any of these festivals that if it were the fall or spring or winter, they would possibly be headlining at Lincoln Hall. So the number of quality bands for me to draw from, both nationally and locally, dwindles.
That's because of what's known in the music industry as a radius clause. They're not new or unique to rock. Most promoters insist on them, including the producers of heavyweight festivals Coachella and Bonnaroo. But critics say Lollapalooza is taking the idea to extremes.
It's huge. It is by far the most egregious of any radius clause.
Jim DeRogatis is a Chicago blogger and co-host of the public radio show Sound Opinions.
Lollapalooza says you can't play for a total of 9 months in the market, 6 months before and 3 months after. And they define the market as 300 miles around Chicago. That includes Indianapolis, Madison, Milwaukee, Detroit.
Earlier this year, DeRogatis broke the news that Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan opened an investigation into Lollapalooza's radius clause. Madigan's office declined to comment, but DeRogatis isn't so shy.
You have this festival that lasts 3 days, and it ties up many of the acts for 9 months. And its impact has been pretty devastating to the clubs and theaters that are here 365 days a year.
Lollapalooza is produced by C3 Presents in Austin, Texas, which also declined to comment for this story. Not everyone in the local music scene is so quick to criticize Lollapalooza. David Viacelli is president of the ironically named Billions Corporation, a booking agency that represents dozens of bands, including a few on the bill at Lollapalooza. He says radius clauses may look bad on paper, but promoters are often willing to make exceptions.
You can go back to the bookers of the festival and say, well, I've got this show I'd like the band to be able to do. It's a small club. You know, what do you think? And in general, most people will be pretty easygoing. Most people, and C3 with Lollapalooza included.
Viacelli says the level of flexibility depends on the band. So while Lollapalooza isn't going to let headliners Lady Gaga or Green Day play another show in Chicago this fall, the promoters might look the other way for an up-and-coming band that's playing the festival at, say, 1 in the afternoon. Band Waves is playing its early afternoon set Friday at Lollapalooza, and a festival-approved after show on Saturday night at the Empty Bottle, a local rock club. Owner Bruce Finkelman isn't thrilled by Lollapalooza's restrictions, but he does have some sympathy for its producers.
While I certainly don't enjoy having limitations being put on my business, I certainly kind of appreciate the fact that if I was going to put up a crapload of money for a festival, I think I would want to put as many restrictions as possible to make sure that that festival was successful.
After shows do help salvage this weekend, says Matt Rusins, the booker at Shubas and Lincoln Hall. But there are plenty of other nights this summer when his clubs won't even open their doors.
Sometimes it's just a safer bet to be dark and, you know, look on into the fall and be like, everything's going to be fine then. We got shows 7 nights a week, they're all really strong, and there won't be all this massive competition.
But if you live near Chicago and you want to catch one of the big acts at Lollapalooza without buying a $90 ticket, you might have to wait until November. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.